bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. A bridge has collapsed in Baltimore early Tuesday morning after a cargo ship seemingly malfunctioned, colliding with the Francis Scott Key Bridge's support before immediately falling apart. What has been described as a mass casualty incident saw at least 8 individuals fall into the Patapsco River. At the time of this recording, only 2 have been rescued from the water, with at least 6 others who are believed to be part of the bridge construction crew presumed dead. CNN Live updates have reported the search and rescue team had continued to grow, with the team using sonar to locate the marked vehicles in the water. This is an unthinkable and unspeakable tragedy, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott said Tuesday. An unnamed construction worker's account was retold by Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who was quoted stating, "The moments between when the crew called for a mayday and the moments that the bridge actually collapsed, we're talking seconds." Our hearts go out to all those affected in the Baltimore area. The Supreme Court once again finds itself in the headlines, this time from hearing testimony from anti-abortion doctors in regards to a potential restricting of the abortion pill mifepristone. The plaintiffs of the case, who are represented by conservative Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom, argued that the Food and Drug Administration failed to adequately evaluate the drug's safety risks. This claim was continuously probed by justices on both sides, asking if the doctors can prove if they were injured merely because they object to abortion and could potentially be required to give emergency room treatment to a woman suffering from serious side effects. The justices also noted that no doctor under federal law is forced against their conscience to perform or assist in an abortion. This case is yet another challenge for the court in the matter of reproductive rights after the overturning of Roe v. Wade in the summer of 2022. And many fear what a similar decision in this case could cause, now with the added focus on the FDA's authority to regulate drugs. Well, this news is certainly one that will make you get up and shake your moneymaker, as a bill dubbed the Stripper's Bill of Rights was signed into law on Monday in the state of Washington. The law creates safe working conditions for adult entertainment workers, including employee training for sexual harassment, identifying and reporting human trafficking, and first aid. Bill sponsor and Senator Rebecca Saldana had this to say about the bill. If they are employed at a legal establishment in Washington, they deserve safeguards that every worker is entitled to, including protection from exploitation, trafficking, and abuse. Adding, it is crucial that we confront the stigma surrounding adult entertainment and recognize the humanity of those involved in the industry. The bill also allows for the sale of liquor in the clubs, but the process of acquiring a license can take over a year. A dancer-led organization called Strippers Are Workers had been advocating for these regulations since 2018. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.